Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. And with me for the first of what I only hope will be many times is my fellow staff writer extraordinaire, actually, Charles Bryant.
Go
How
on,
you doing,
Josh.
Chuck? How
I'm
are
doing
you?
Great. That was very kind. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
I appreciate it.
So, Chuck, I have a question for you. When you were a kid and you popped a piece of gum in your mouth, were you ever told that if you swallowed it, that it would stay in you for 7 years?
I was told that all the time, and I don't chew gum today for that reason.
Wow, that's horrible, because as it turns out, that's a lie perpetrated by adults on young children.
Right.
Which is terrible in and of itself. But you want to tell us what gum is?
Well, yeah, I'm really not sure why they would say things like this, because gum is really kind of harmless. Yeah. I don't know who started that whole lie. But gum is really just four different things, Josh. It's flavor, it's sweetener, it's softener, and it's the gum base. And the good news is that three of those things can be broken down by our body.
Good news, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, when those things break down, actually is when gum loses its flavor, which is when most people toss gum out. But I understand you actually swallow your gum?
I love to swallow my gum. I haven't spit a piece of gum out since I was like 2 years old. So when I was researching this, I was really glad to find, you know, personally, that it isn't true at
right.
all.
I bet that was pretty scary before,
it
before
was.
That for you.
You know, that base you were talking about, the component in question,
right,
actually dates back to about 1860. A guy named General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. Does that name ring a bell?
You know, I think I've heard of him, but
he was the guy who captured the Alamo,
right,
and actually slaughtered all of the defenders inside.
Right, we're supposed to remember him.
Well, no, you remember the guys who were defending it.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that probably depends on whether you're from Mexico or the U.S.
Right.
Yeah, two sides of the same coin.
Right.
But anyway, Santa Anna achieved later fame, well, kind of fame, by introducing chicle to a guy named Thomas Adams, and his name might also ring a bell. He made that awful gum. What is it
right,
called?
Right, the blackjack.
Blackjack, yeah.
Chewing on tar paper,
it's
basically.
It's awful, black licorice gum. Mm-hmm. But Adams made a mint off of it, and he actually had a contract with Santa Anna to, I guess, share in the proceeds, since Santa Anna introduced chicle to him. But
what's chicle?
Chicle is, you know, it's the gum base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or chicle, actually. It basically took gum into the 19th century, or
right.
the 20th century, or now the 21st century. So, Thomas Adams actually didn't honor his contract, and by this time, Santa Anna, who was in exile and had lost a leg, was now left penniless and destitute in New York, thanks to Adams.
Penniless and legless.
Penniless and legless.
Yes.
Yeah, not a good combination. But long story short, Santa Anna introduced this component that mothers everywhere have lied to their children about not being digestible
right.
to gum.
Right.
So, I mean, if we have this base, if we have this this item in question, what, you know, that can't be broken down, you know, why doesn't it stick around?
Well, it's basically like anything else you put in your mouth, Josh. It goes down your esophagus and mm-hmm. into your stomach, and enzymes and acids kind of start bubbling up, and they break everything down.
So far, so good.
Yeah, and then what can't be broken down there gets broken down in the intestines. Your liver and pancreas kind of help out the intestines there. And then what's left after that is just the gum base. And that moves into your colon, and it's pretty much a one-way street from there.
Yeah, you don't want to go the other way, because
no.
that can be very bad.
No.
And actually, there have been a couple of occasions that support
right.
this old wives' tale that gum stays in you for 7 years.
Yeah, the poor kid, as we call him.
We've been calling him around the office, poor kid.
Right.
And quite rightly. Poor kid was a four-year-old who had suffered intense constipation for half of his life, two
right.
years.
And it's no wonder why.
No, actually, his parents, it turns out, had been potty training him. And anytime he was successful, they gave him a piece of gum. And apparently this kid was really successful.
Right, he was good on the potty.
Yeah, he was getting like 5 to 7 pieces of gum a day and swallowing all of them.
Right.
So I guess his parents were really focused on the potty training and not the fact that he wasn't spitting this gum out.
Right, and you know, what was the result?
Well, poor kid's taken to the doctor. The doctor officers finally, I guess, crack them open, and they find, which is, I guess, described by the finest assemblage of words I've ever seen in my entire life, a taffy-like trail of fecal material in poor Kib.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Right. So, well, the good news is that they were able to suction all this out of his rectum and send him along his merry way.
Right.
Which I imagine was a life-changing experience for poor Kit.
That was a good day.
He does stand as a cautionary tale, though, although he didn't crack the 7-year mark. He was only 4 when this procedure was done, which is, I guess, a good thing for everybody.
Right.
And the world will never know. It's like a Tootsie Pop, right?
Uh-huh. How many licks?
If you want to know any more gross stuff about gum and digestion, go read Does Gum Really Stay in You for 7 Years on HowStuffWorks.com. For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.